Welcome to the CXR Channel, our premier podcast for talent acquisition and talent management. Listen in as the CXR community discusses a wide range of topics focused on attracting, engaging, and retaining the best talent. We're glad you're here.
Okay, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about this episode. This is a good one, and I think this person that I have on the podcast with me, I don't actually think, have we ever done a podcast together, Shannon?
No, we haven't. It's our first one.
Yeah, this is our first one, and I'm super excited because this is actually your first podcast with us as a new member, as Managing Director of Communities at CXR.
Yay. Very excited to join the team.
Here's your formal welcome, your public media welcome to the team.
My debut.
So for 20 some odd years at Career Crossroads, we have been focused on elements of community, right? And there are certain pillars that Jerry and I have been working to sort of stand up the community. We think that we do this unlike anybody else. We think that makes us very unique. And it's also why we are super excited to have you on board at Career Crossroads, because you have a little bit of a history and your own opinions about how communities should work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because I've been following Career Crossroads throughout my entire career. It's been like a pinnacle, like you said, of community, but also of learning and sharing information. And I've always been envious of what goes on inside. So very excited to join the team that focuses on community and relationship building and learning from one another, which I think are the most important parts of a community. I've had that experience with other communities in the past, but to be a part of this one is such a privilege. And I have a lot I feel like I can add, but more importantly, I have a lot that I can learn. And that's the beauty of a community. You know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And I don't think we have very many weak links in our organization.
Yeah, it's a good group. I tell you, it's a good group of vetted TA professionals. I think we're at about 135, 140 companies now.
Wow.
That have members. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of people to tie together. And I'm going to steal one of Jerry's lines. I mean, we take a lot of pride in the fact that we have been able to build and nurture a community of talent acquisition professionals that actually give a shit about each other. Right? They care more about each other than you see in a lot of other organizations, a lot of other groups. They care a lot about each other's mobility and momentum and success. And I think that's sort of what makes our job a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. That's the beauty of community too. It's, you know, and I think this is why most communities fail, is that when people start, you know, not appreciating each other or not bringing ideas to the table and not sharing information, or like you just said, well, one person doesn't care about another person within the community. The most successful communities I've been a part of certainly embrace all those ideologies. And I think that's why it's important that we have so many, you know, vetted members that are just passionate about the idea of community and passionate about bringing ideas to the table. That's how communities nurture, foster, and really build. And it's important to have that copacetic kind of holistic energy flow within the group.
Yeah. So it's funny because Jerry and I, the last couple of years, have gone to Burning Man. Yes. We love Burning Man. It's an awful lot of fun. And believe it or not, it is an awful lot of research that we do there as well. And Burning Man is actually driven by 10 principles, right? It's a set of commonly understood values that are reflected in that entire experience that Burning Man delivers. And there are a couple of the principles that we pull from that, that we unknowingly, to us originally, that we were already doing within CXR, but that we think the burn actually helps us to sort of really focus on. And one is, of course, you know, this idea of participation. And also this idea of immediacy, right? So picking up and doing. And then, of course, communal effort. And those are just few. I think there's 10 that sit in line with Burning Man. But those three are really big for us in that, you know, it really is about helping people sort of, you know, raise the tide to lift all boats. And whether that is done in our meetings, you know, we do those 8 to 10 meetings a year, whether that's done within those meetings where they're in person or in any number of the dozens of CXR exchanges that we have that you now are sort of the gatekeeper of, the owner of.
Yeah, no, and that's absolutely right. And that's, it's, to me, that's the downside of a community, and the upside is, the downside is that, you know, the only time you get to see each other is if you have to fly to a meeting, you know, and which is so good that we offer so many, but also that's why I think the exchanges are so important. I'm really excited about the alumni exchange, which is for everyone now. So, because there's a lot of members I don't know, and a lot of former members I don't know, and there's a lot of former members I know that I didn't know were part of Career Crossroads. So and the alumni exchange has got to grow significantly beyond the members that we have, because it's, you know, 20 some odd years, you're talking about a lot of people. So I'm excited to see that foster and build and try to learn from that community who has gone through the Career Crossroads approach before. Also, you know, you and I have talked about expanding the future community within Career Crossroads and looking at what we can do for like the local recruiters and organizations at various different cities. And also another piece, which I'm going to be learning a lot from, is the talent management community, which those exchanges are going to be open through the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, I've been in talent acquisition for my whole life. I don't know if you know this actually, but I switched into, like, the first time I ever really started moving around within my job was because they tried to make me go the talent management route. And I remember I went to go take my SPHR, and I sat there, I'd studied for like 6 months, and I was like, oh, this isn't for me. I can't do it.
You telling me you opted out of the SPHR, the talent management side, years and years and years ago?
After studying for it. Yes, yes. So I opted out because, you know, my passion was in this. But this is what's weird about me is I actually enjoyed studying it and for it, because there was a lot within human resources that I do like, and I, you know, that I wanted to get to know a little bit more. There's some things that, you know, just wasn't for me, compliance mostly. But other than that, I actually enjoyed my time studying for it. So I don't look at it as like a time that was lost. So that's why I'm excited about our talent management community, because I can kind of dive right back into it.
Yeah.
At least where I left off, you know, a long time ago.
Well, so we've said a couple of interesting things. Well, they're interesting to me. A couple of interesting things. So the alumni, the CXR Alumni Exchange, which we're pretty excited about. There are already 1,200 people in that exchange. And it consists of everybody that is a current member that has opted in to join. You have to request to be in it, obviously. And anybody who has ever been a member of CXR. So if you are at a company now that is not a CXR member, God help you. I don't know why you're not calling us. But if you are, you know, you're in an organization where you're not a member now, but you were a member, you qualify to be in that exchange. All you have to do is just drop us a note and get in. So we're excited about that one. And then you mentioned, obviously, we have the talent acquisition exchanges, which are pretty well established. I think we've got over 200 some odd conversations going on in there that are a lot of fun and that carry over from our meetings. But then the new one, and of course, that's for members only, but then the newest one that you mentioned that I think you're just going to have a lot of fun with is the talent management side. And to your point, Lars and China have opened these up to everybody. So you don't necessarily have to be a paying member yet. At CXR, they are open to everybody through the end of the year. That's a pretty big deal.
It's a huge deal. And not only that, going back to the TA exchanges, there are a couple that are public that non-members can access. So you know, if someone's listening that wants to take a look, you can tell which ones are public on the website. But the talent management exchanges, talk about a breadth of information. I think that's going to be really, really cool to see that community develop as well.
Yeah, well, and here's a fun fact a lot of people don't know. You can actually make your own exchange, whether you are a member or not, on the platform. So we're experimenting with that as well, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a variety of sources that you can, you know, you can do tech sourcing, you can do interviewing, any kind of things that you have questions on or you want to learn from other people, just go to the website, plug into our exchange, sign up, dive right in.
Yeah, I like these because they are not Facebook pages. And then I've got to tie all of that to my, you know, not every, like I usually, my pro personal, I think that's a Jason Seiden reference, but my pro personal account, I keep the two blended pretty well together, but there are a lot of people who don't necessarily want to tie their Facebook account to a page. And there are a lot of folks who necessarily, you know, LinkedIn groups are a little bit wonky sometimes. And while they're great, it's sometimes nice to just have something sort of sitting outside of that, you know, outside of that arena.
Well, and I think it, if people know the Career Crossroads organization, then they know there's that level of confidentiality that we keep for our members. Right. And, you know, the stuff that gets exchanged in our meetings and colloquiums, you know, that doesn't leave the room. And so I think we keep the same principle on the exchanges. And I think there's a level of like vulnerability when you go out to the web and you ask Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook a question, and you're going to get a variety of different people that come into that. But the exchanges keep everything private, keeps everything secure, and it's also a nice reference library, so we don't have to see the same question asked over and over and over again.
Yeah, I want to talk about one more exchange. I hate for this to sound like an infomercial for all these exchanges, but there's just a
lot. But wait, there's more.
There is more. Pre-order now. We've got these new CXR local exchanges that have begun to bubble up, and they are a result of, we did some stuff for Global Talent Appreciation Day. We partnered with ATAP on that launched a few. We've done two social events out in the Mountain View and Silicon Valley area. I think Intuit sponsored those. Those were a lot of fun, where folks are actually meeting in real life. I know that's a crazy concept, but these recruiters are getting together in real life and then regrouping with these online exchanges to stay connected and networked. So that is another element of community that we're rolling out.
Yeah, which is so cool because we're going to get a whole new like group of people that traditionally can't come to our meetings. So, and I think it's important to keep it local too, because you have similar hiring laws, practices, commutes, you know, just things that local people type understand. So keeping that little bubble, I think, is just as beneficial.
Yeah, So I'm excited about all of those. I will. There's one other thing from a community standpoint, and these are not exchanges, but from a community standpoint, we started this year that we're pretty hopeful carries strong into next year, and that is the new CXR Cares initiative. And I'm anxious to have you start joining in on these and really help to drive them. But where we've decided that while we're giving to the talent acquisition community, it really was time for Career Crossroads and our members to start really looking at how we could give back to local communities, right, that could benefit from that effort, that volunteerism. And we've helped at food banks where thousands and thousands of people a week are helping to get the nutrition that they need and access to quality food. We've helped at some shelters. We're actually going to be helping with a shelter, I think, when we're in DC. We're going to be doing some work there, that level of volunteerism. So we're excited about that. And I am anxious, and now I'm going to put you on the spot. I am anxious to see, as our diva of communities,
I like it.
How you're going to transform that and what you're going to do with every element of that, whether it's exchanges or whether it's the stuff we're doing in person or whether it's the local events or even our CXR Cares events.
I know. Time will tell. So I'm just excited to be a part of it, especially that CXR Cares. I think we all enter talent acquisition for different reasons, whether to get rich or just to have a job or to help people. But I think the majority of us are in the people business because we like helping people. And oftentimes, do we have time to actually go out and give back? So that's something that when you told me about the CXR Cares, that was like, if I wasn't 100% by then, I was 110% after that. Because just the opportunity to come and give back and roll my sleeves up with my peers and just help for a greater good, I think it's something that's pretty cool, and I'm excited to do that. And we'll see how it all, you know, I don't have a crystal ball yet, but I am excited to be involved in all this.
Yeah, well, we're excited. We're really, really excited to have you on board. And I think, you know, as Jerry and I like to say, it's all an experiment. We're moving in a direction that feels right. We're moving in a direction that's based on the feedback of all of our community members. And so far, I got to tell you, we're blowing some stuff up and we're just having a lot of fun and we're super, super excited. I know we've probably said excited 50 times on this podcast.
So exciting.
But we really are excited to have you on. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. I'm very fortunate to be a part of this organization, and I love blowing shit up. So let's do it.
All right. And then lastly, you're not just going to be taking on communities, right? You're also going to be digging in and just really reinventing our benchmark and survey stuff. And do you have anything that you've already started to work on or some reports that you're already starting to whip up?
Well, okay. Awesome that you brought that up, because I joined an organization that had already had this stuff brewing. So we've already had a couple responses. So now I get to dive in and start to analyze this information. Some that I'm really excited for are, first off, the source of hire benchmark that was just been released. So I'm excited to see how that impacts our day-to-day. And it's not one of those surveys that is like, what is your source of hire? But it's more like the diving in and looking at the actual source and the impact of the hiring process in general. So after I analyze that, that's going to be a cool report. I think I want to dive into that one first because I'm super excited about it. And also, I mean, there's four that I'm working on, but also the impact of recruiting operations, what sits within it. That is also intriguing. So that's a survey I can't wait to roll up my sleeves and do a little bit more work into it, because a lot of people hear recruiting ops and we kind of go through the motions and nodding our heads and thinking like, mm-hmm. we know what it is. But I think for those of you who actually have been a part of it, you know there's a lot more underneath the layers. And I think the survey is going to really analyze that. So I think that's going to be a huge educational piece for a lot of people within TA and the talent management side, just to see what exactly sits within recruiting operations. So some two cool surveys that I'm going to be looking at. But also, you know, we have pay raises, some market intelligence, and of course, non-compete agreements, which again, fascinating. And I'll have to come up with a couple of my own. I love this stuff. I love analyzing information. I love benchmarking. So I already have a couple brewing in my head. So I think you'll see a lot more come out with me in this role.
Great. Well, I love the crossover. I think you're right. Operations has been a big meeting for us. We've done a meeting over talent acquisition operations for the last 3 or 4 years. That's just really, really, it's been booked every time. There's been a wait list every time to get into it. So I'm anxious to see that and to see the crossover in talent management. So Shannon, it sounds like we got a lot of work ahead of us. How about we just roll our sleeves up and start working?
Let's do it.
All right. Until next time, I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for listening to the CXR channel. Please subscribe to CXR on your favorite podcast resource and leave us a review while you're at it. Learn more about CXR at our website, cxr.works, facebook.com and twitter.com/careercrossroads, and on Instagram @careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.